Welcome to the new podcast, Perspectives, with your girl, Drea Love, where we are going to be exploring a number of topics here. A number of topics with different people, to include myself. So, you know, I have been through it, as most of us have. Married, 2.5 kids, lived in suburbia, ran companies, got myself really, really nice and sick by overworking myself and not tending to the dark corners of my life or the things that I needed to be dealt with. So my body basically took me down with fibromyalgia and lupus. When I was 39, I got taken off of work, and I have been putting myself back together pretty much ever since then. So as I journey along and figure out what this picture of myself looks like, put back together, a healthy version, a maintainable version, something that I can manage and live with for the rest of my life, I'm really excited to be able to share a lot of this with you, because I was on up to 9 pharmaceuticals at one time, and I think it was early last year in 2018 when I got off my last one at the very beginning of the year. And my system's been basically thanking me for it ever since I have. So I want to open your mind and your heart up to what could be going on with your body and your life, what could be going on with the numbing of anything that you're utilizing to numb yourself, as I know that I have definitely done that, and, you know, as I still do, we're human. So I've got a messy journey, and I share with y'all my messy journey. I don't sugarcoat it. You know, as we all have, I've had a lot of experiences, and the big thing with me, though, is I've learned my lesson. When I was taken out of work, I was given resources and time, which most of us don't have. I know that when I was working full-time and doing contract work and a mom and a wife and a coach's wife and a military wife and doing my own thing, like, I know that I didn't have any time for myself. I didn't have an opportunity to figure out what was wrong with me, and therefore my body was taking on all of the stresses and the pressures, and part of what ended up becoming a bit of an illness, or a piece of the illness that my body is carrying. But I used the resources and the time that I had to be able to figure out what was wrong with me. And I've been working through these things, and I've come up with a lot of different modalities and things to do to basically get us off the ledge and work ourselves back into, out of the fight or flight, and into more of a homeostasis, a healing space, where we can allow our bodies to enter into a space where we just naturally heal. And I'm hoping to be able to lead people back into that place. Because we all have these capabilities, and we can do this for ourselves. So as I journey, as I walk, as I experience, as I have stories, as spirit works with me, walks with me, flows with me every day, you know, I'm going to share those experiences with you, because they've been miraculous. They've been filled with things that have been, quite frankly, mind-blowing. The miracles are honestly too numerous to even mention, because there's so many. I'm hoping that you too will soon have some stories of some miracles in your life, because you have opened your mind, opened your heart, and cleared your vessel enough to be able to hear it. Also on this Perspectives podcast, you can expect to hear, I have a daily that I do on Instagram and Facebook, and I'm posting that up on my website as well, so you can see my daily card pool where we check in with spirit every day. Just try to see what God's trying to say to us, and just a few minutes to find out what we may need to focus on for the day, because a lot of the time we're not listening for spirit, we're not listening to ourselves for the internal guidance. So you will hear the daily in the podcast, and you're also going to get a lot of the people that I interact with, to include my healer circle, my tribe of people, which is definitely going to be Ocho the Owl and Hulu Amun Ra with Hugh Nectar. We've got a thing going with us where this incredible healer synergy, and we've got a lot of exciting things to offer through that and through our podcast. And also you will be hearing from, I'm sure, my sisters and my friends, but definitely two of my sisters, as we're all in the healing space, one of them even reads tarot, and so we will be offering to you the perspectives from where we stand as well. So really excited just to get these conversations going and to be able to talk to you guys about what this journey looks like, and opening your eye up to what your journey could look like if you open your mind and your heart up. So, yeah, I'm excited to share this with you, and I'm looking forward to journeying with you guys. So, I look forward to you liking, subscribing, commenting, all this good stuff, so we're able to start these conversations and see what may percolate for us down the road. So, that is me, your girl Drea. So, you're about to get some perspectives with me. Check my website out at DreaLove.com. There's plenty of resources there. You can book appointments. We've got custom coaching appointments, soul contract readings, life assessment plans, just a lot of different things depending on where you're at in your life and what your needs are. But really looking forward to working with you guys. So thanks for hanging with me. Make it a beautiful day. In and with love. It's your girl, Drea Love.